BFM 89.9 is The Pulse, Ali Johan and Off Neil tonight. Earlier on, you heard a new track by Krungbin Pelota. They've been one of those really prolific bands, I must say.
Yep.
Release after release, new single after new single. I'm just, you know, just been into the recent EP, Texas Sun. Haven't even layered it until finish yet, and another new track. But that really means a new album is impending, right?
Yes, and they already have a very signature sonic sound. I really love those kind of bands where they are not really relying on crutches, and 10 seconds in, you know it's Krungbin.
Yeah,
it's such a unique sound. Yeah, one to look out for. They're dropping their new album next week. On to the show. Right now, we're going to talk about the Grammys changing the urban category to progressive R&B. The ultimate urban confusion from the Grammys. Now, I know we've come to hate the word unprecedented times, but it truly is one of those times.
It really is.
And not just due to the pandemic, but also because of the uprising of voices to support the black communities that have been wronged for so many years. And in times like these, big corporations obviously have a bigger responsibility to do, right? It's more than just posting up a black square on social media and putting out your hashtags. But while some are actual genuine efforts to help the cause, some come off as a little bit tone deaf, almost as if they are just trying to do it for the sake of putting out those kind of content without putting much thought into it. Just like the Recording Academy, who is in charge of the Grammys, who've been receiving some sort of backlash recently. Now, for years, black artists have been calling out the Grammys for their one-sidedness when they are giving out awards. I mean, if Macklemore can famously win over Kendrick Lamar, you know something is wrong,
yes,
right there.
Yes, and that's just one of the points in music history where we can see a more superior record lose out. And, you know, records going up against each other in an awards show might not mean everything to all artists, but it starts to rear its ugly head when you can see a pattern happening.
Yeah.
And it seems like Grammys have, for lack of a better word, tended to favor white artists for big awards like Best Pop Album or Best Rock Record, right?
I mean, Adele winning over Beyoncé. I mean, sorry if you're a big Adele fan, but Beyoncé is just one of the best of all time, according to Kanye. And it makes you wonder who is actually deciding, and whether those people that they're kind of deciding all these kinds of awards are actually the rightful people to decide these kind of things. And in fact, during the last Grammys, Tyler, the Creator, who won the Best Rap Album, he was very conflicted about finally... I mean, for Tyler, it's a big thing, you know, he's just a kid that started rapping, and finally he has got a Grammy for himself. But he said that he was very conflicted about it. In a post-event interview, he said he was very grateful that people appreciated his art, but he compared winning the Best Rap Album Award to receiving an unplugged video game controller. You know, when you have an annoying like little brother that wants to play, so you just give him an unplugged video
just
controller.
Just to shut him up, right?
Yeah, so he wouldn't be noisy.
Oh my God.
The problem here was that Tyler's album, Igor, wasn't even a rap album. It was more of a pop album with very minimal rapping, actually none at all.
Almost none.
Yeah, and so he was put into the rap category because the Grammys are famous for segregating black artists and putting them in categories like Best Rap Album, Best Urban Contemporary Album, instead of the bigger and more coveted awards, you know, Album of the Year, or even Best Pop Album.
Yeah, and the term urban itself to describe R&B or hip-hop records is also quite, I don't know, it's not hitting the mark, it seems.
Yeah.
I mean, putting Tyler, the Creator, in a rap category would seem fine. He did start off with rap records, but Igor is his departure from that sound. And, you know, if the Grammys were more sensitive to this change, at least, I don't know, at least if they heard the record, then they would know that it's not a rap album.
Yeah, so I kind of get him as well. It's almost as if like, okay, let's just put him in the rap category so that he will not be up against people from, you know, like the Taylor Swifts and such.
Oh yeah, it's so sad to hear that.
Yeah, and even though, you know, it's funny that you said, you know, the word urban is such a, what does that even mean, right? It's not even a genre. I actually searched up about the usage of the word urban, and it was actually a music jargon without any negative connotations to begin with. In fact, it was coined by a black DJ in the 70s, but in today's context, it has become a bit of an umbrella term that marginalizes the work of black artists among more popular genres. So that's where the problem lies. In light of what's happening, so, you know, everybody wants to hop on the Black Lives Matter bandwagon, and the Recording Academy has announced that they will be doing some changes for the Grammy. So everybody was like, oh, finally, maybe they see more woke. But It's not the kind of change that we're all hoping for, because instead of doing a major restructuring about how they decide which album should win and stuff, they've decided to just change the name of the awards. So they've changed the Best Urban Contemporary Album category to Best Progressive R&B Album. And the Best Rap / Sung Performance category is now called the Best Melodic Rap Performance.
Hmm.
Well, progressive R&B makes it even more cloudy.
Like. I suppose so. And it's just like bandying together a few words that make it sound grand. R&B, and again, I mean, you know, this is all probably a terminology issue or, you know, words meaning different things to different people.
Yeah.
Right? That could be the way how they even arrived at birth. I mean, urban contemporary to begin with. But to change the name just for the sake of, or at least to try and seem like you are being inclusive, a lot of people can see your real intentions.
True colors.
Mm.
Yeah. Best melodic rap performance. What is that?
Well, yeah, you know, some people will argue that rap is melodic and some rap isn't. Like, you know, the more spoken word, angry kind of like Danny Brown sort of sound might not be as melodic, but you would only then, I think, narrow down the competition if you do these things. You know, it's like you have 10 rap albums and then two of them are melodic and only two of them would be in contention.
For me, it sounds like the Grammys are trying to make people think that they listen more right now and like, hey, we know what is melodic rap, so let's just add the word melodic just to make it seem like we are more woke now compared to previously. Well, kudos to them, but I think they're totally missing the point.
Yeah.
Because in the first place, it was an issue of segregation, and what black artists want is inclusion into top awards, but instead they decided to just change the name. I guess it's no wonder why more and more people have lost their faith in the Grammys. I heard for the band Phoenix, the Grammys is in like the laundry room and stuff. And
oh, wow.
In fact, lots of musicians and artists don't even want to attend the Grammys anymore because they have lost faith in that institution. In the past, maybe the Grammys were seen as the ultimate recognition for an artist in music, but not quite so right now.
Yeah, I suppose so. And if you have a history of taking sides with giving out awards, then you really have to be more careful in terms of restructuring or even trying to change some things with something, you know, like a award show like Grammys has been going around for so long, but they have built up the reputation for being slightly racist, if you know what I mean. So I would love to see who will be nominated in this new category.
It's all about the next move from the Grammys. And I'm quite excited if there's more backlash, more drama. What are your thoughts on the name change? Maybe you can let us know. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. We're on Twitter. Or WhatsApp us your thoughts, 018-789-8899. Okay, coming up next, we have our quick fire music news segment called By The Way. But before that, a tune.
Yes, this is a dancehall reggaeton track that I just discovered. Producer from Los Angeles called Budgie. And he's released a new mixtape in March this year. But this one comes from one of his earlier releases. It's such a good, relaxing tune with a bit of, you know, dance to it. So let's check out Budgie with Come On Baby, The Pulse, BFM 89.9.